ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שאור שדבי לרפואה שלמה פור שושנה ויולט בצלחה השם שלך הרפואה שלמה בריאות איתנה בקרוב אמן. ולרנק בעזר השם התברך, this week we have two פרשיות, we have פרשת בהר סיני and בחוקותיי. And basically, both פרשיות, they're talking about the same topic. Our פרשה, פרשת בהר, talking about העניינים of the שמיטה, the Torah is commanding us that 6 שנים זרע שדיך ו-6 שנים זבור כרמיך, בשנה שבעית שבת שבתון יהיה לשם, commanding us on מזבח שמיטה. And פרשת בחוקותיי also telling us punishment for those who do not keep שמיטה. The Torah tells us, והארץ תעזב מהם ותירס שבתותיה בוא שמע מהם, והם ירסו את עוונם, that בעוונות הרבים, if someone who does not keep שמיטה, then ארץ ישראל does not accept him anymore, then ולא תקיע ארץ אתכם בתמה אחים אותה, then חס ושלום ארץ ישראל is gonna kiss them out. That basically what Mishnah also is telling us in Perkei Avot. It's pasuk mefurash in this week's parasha, parashat Bechukotai, but also the Mishnah is telling us clear, the Mishnah Perkei Avot, Perek He, Mishnah Teit, Galut Bala Olam, what Avira could cause the person should go in Galut. So the Mishnah is telling us here, Galut Bala Olam, you know for what? Al Avodat Kuchabim, Ve'al Gilur Ayot, Ve'al Shevichut Damim, Ve'al Shemitat Haaretz. Four Avonot, Avodat Zara Gilur Ayot Shevichut Damim, those are the most three Avirot, the most three Hamurot, but that's it's obvious. But here also about Mizvat Shemitah. Because of Mizvat Shemitah, the people do not keep Shemitah, therefore Eretz Yisrael kishes them out. This is how the Farshim try to understand why the punishment for not keeping Shemitah is so severe that the person has to go in Galut. I understand Avodah Zarah, Galut Arayot, Shefichut Damim, that's Yaharik Bali Avor, the worst three Avirot that you could find. But here Mizvat Shemitah is only Mizvat Aseh, Mizvat Lot Aseh, Vishabita Ares, Tzadikha, Lot Zerah, Vichamikha, Lot Zmor. There's maximum, there's Lot Aseh. You're not allowed to work in the field during the Shana of the Shemitah. It's Lot Aseh. The person, any person is Ober Al Lot Aseh, where is the Hayab? Hayab Malkut. It's not Hayab Galut. What's so severe about the name of the Shemitah? The Torah is so severe about if you do not keep Shemitah, Chas v'Shalom, the person is, he has to go in Galut. First, you try to understand what's going on. And also, right at the beginning of the parasha, the pasuk said, "V'shabeta ha'aretz shabbat l'adonai." What does it mean, "V'shabeta ha'aretz shabbat l'Hashem"? So Rashi is bothered also. What does it mean, "Shabbat l'Hashem"? It's really, it's not Shabbat for the Hashem. It's the Shabbat, you have to let the land rest. Why? Because you want the land to be fruitful for the following year. You have to let the land rest a little bit. So the Chaura, it's not Shabbat LeHashem. What Rashi says, the Pasuk says Shabbat LeHashem. Rashi comes along here, he said, L'Shem Hashem, Ki Hashem Sh'Ne'emar B'Shabbat B'Rashit. And as Yiftach Hakim explains here, he said, usually people, that they have to let the land rest for 1 year, but said, you should not let the land rest because you want the land to rest, only because Hashem commanded you. That means you have to do them as well, L'Shem Hashem. That's what Rashi is telling us here. But Chaura also with this Pirush, Mfarshim Li asks, what does it mean L'Shem Hashem? Obviously, all the Mizvot you have to do L'Shem Hashem. All the Mizvot, Kol Ma'asecha Yiyu L'Shem Shamayim, not only Mizvot Shemitah. Everything that you do, it has to be L'Shem Shamayim. While the Torah here emphasizing, V'Shabita Ar Shabbat L'Adonai. That's also we have to understand Be'ezer Hashem Itbarach. And also, Ma'anan Shemitah Asil Har Sinai. That first question that Rashi asked, we said, what's the connection here? V'daber Adonai el Moshe behar Sinai lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu behar Sinai. What he told him? Shemitah. Chaura, what's the connection between these two mitzvot? All the mitzvot were given from Sinai. What? Why the Torah is writing next to Har Sinai? It's the Anyan of Shemitah. What's the connection? So Rashi is already bothered, and this is what we'll try to understand better Hashem in a different way. So we see that later on the parasha, the pasuk says, "Bechi tomeru, manochal b'shana ha'shebi'it, hein lo nizra ve'lo ne'esof et tebuatenu." If you're gonna come and say, "What are we gonna eat in Shnat Shmita? We don't have anything. We're not working in the field. What are we gonna eat?" The Torah said, "Don't worry about this. Betzviti et berchati lachem b'shana ha'shishit, ve'asat et tebuah l'shlosh ha'shanim." Don't worry. Why? Because the land in the 6 years is going to give you produce, it's going to be enough for 3 years. So you don't have to worry about Shemitah, you're going to have the food enough for Shnat Shemitah. Now Farshim, they ask, said, if that's the case, what's the question now? Why? Because when the bracha is going to come, in Shnat Shishit, so why people are asking, V'chito meru, man nochal b'shana shebi'it? Why would they ask man nochal b'shana shebi'it if the land already gave them the bracha in the 6 year to be enough for 3 years? So why should they ask b'shana shebi'it man nochal? So the Mfarshim, all the Rishonim, Aharonim, they try to understand what's going on over here. See the Ramban, the Da'atzkenim, both of them said, what does mean? V'chito meru man nochal b'shana shebi'it? So Da'atzkenim said, V'halo ma shelektu b'shana shishit, hu le'echol b'shebi'it. Whatever, what do you do every year? Whatever you collect in the 5th year, you eat in the 6th year. Whatever you collect in the 6th year, you eat in the 7th year. So what's the question here? In the 6th year, you are allowed to work in the field. The question here about the 8th year, what's going to be? That was supposed to be the question. And the Atzkenim said, sure enough, that's the question. The Pasuk is Mesuras. What is it? The Pasuk is out of order. It's not the right order, the Pasuk. The Pasuk was supposed to be, V'chito miru b'shana shebi'it manuchal. Obviously, it's referring to the 8th year. Why? Because in the 7th year, you're going to eat whatever you got from the field from the 6th year. But on the 8th year, what are you going to eat? Since that in the 7th year, you didn't plant anything in the field, what are you going to eat in the 8th year? That's why here, that's how he explains the question of the Pasuk. And also the Ramban, also same idea. Said Pasuk Meforash, but Kli Akar has different Pirush. We'll start by the Pirush of the Kli Akar, right at the beginning of the Parasha. Kli Akar, it gives us Pirush Yakar, nice Pirush. And he's asking in general, said, what's the idea, what's the logic behind this mitzvah? Why Hashem commanded us to keep Shnat Shemitah? So what's the reason behind this mitzvah? So he says, Kli Akar, b'ta'am mitzvah zu, yesh de'ot halukot. Ki rabbim omrim she'ata'am hu she'tshbot ha'aretz kedei she'tosif tet kohah lizroa. Ve'lede'a zu notei harab ha'more. Said the Rambam, Morei Nebuchim, he writes, said, do you know why the Torah commanded us to rest in the 6th, 7th year? You know why? Because the field, you can't plant the field every single year. You have to let it rest a little bit. Therefore, the Torah said, you have to rest in the 7th year. That's how the Rambam explains the reason behind this mitzvah. But he says, Kli Akar, Rabbim chokim ala ve'amru, she'im hasha ha'torah lazeh, she'lo tehilash ha'adama, lama yitchaybu galut al shemitat ha'aretz? Ye'on sham, she'lo tosif ha'aretz tetkoha lahem. If the reason of the Rambam is right, that you have to let the land rest, so why, if those they were planting in the Shemitah, they did not let the land rest, why their punishment is so severe, they have to go in Galut? It's enough that the land is going to be weak, it's not going to give them the food. That's their own punishment, that's it. Why they have to be punished that they have to go in Galut also? Why? So what's going on? So he brings the many Pirushim here. He said at the end, וכדי ליישב כמה דקדוקים בלשון הפרשה, I'm going to give you the right reason, the Kli Akar says. אומר אני שטעם מצווה זו היא להשריש את ישראל במדת האמונה בביטחון בהשם. קדוש ברוך הוא, you want to instill into עם ישראל that you have to have אמונה בביטחון only in הקדוש ברוך הוא, no one else. כי חשש הקדוש ברוך הוא פן בבואם אל הארץ התעסקו בעבודת האדמה על מנהג הטבע. וכאשר כביר מסע ידם ישכחו את השם ויסורו בתחונם ממנו. ויחשבו כי כוחם ועוצם ידם עשה להם את החיל הזה, ועולם כמנהגו נוהג. כן? If they're going to go, now they're going to go to Israel, but כתבו אל הארץ אשר אני נותן לכם, you're going to go to Israel, if you're going to plant the field every single year, and the field's going to give you the blessings, going to give you the tbu'ah, what people are going to say, we're working in the field, we're putting effort in the field, that's what we're getting, that's us, everything belongs to us, so the people are going to forget about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hasbush Shalom. So that's what he's telling us over here. Al ken hosiam Hashem min hamenhag al-tabi'i legamre. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he took Am Israel and said, you're not going to work in the field like anyone else who works in the field. Why? Ki b'shesh shanim, derech ha'umot la'asot shne shanim zera v'shana ahat bur. Kedesh lo lechish hila. So normally what people do, forget about Eretz Israel, forget about Am Israel. What the goyim they do, that they work in the land for 2 years, and the 3rd year they let it rest. Why? Because the land has to rest a little bit, so it should give the fruits more juicy and better fruit should give. If you're going to work every single year, then the land's going to be weak. Therefore, you have to let it rest. You work 2 years, rest 1 year. Work 2 years, rest 1 year. That's normally what Umat HaOlam did do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tells us here, he said, no, Kitabu La'aretz, whenever you're going to go to Israel, you're not going to... You're not going to do like a Umat HaOlam. What are you going to do? 6 years to zra'a sarecha. And not only, the person might say, you have to work in the field 6 years. Yeah, probably you're going to work in the field 6 years, but the fruit, they're not going to be the best. He said, no. 6 years to zmor karmecha. Ve'asafta et tebu'ata. Tebu'ata, the best tebu'ah you're going to get. That means the field is going to give you the fruits. Lema'ala madarecha teba. Unnatural in a way. I'm promising you, Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, "Leotzi kohah shelo tachish, ve'od nes betoch nes she'achar she'zerata 6 years retzufot. Im b'shana shishit lo echish hila, hane lechol pachot leosif la'ze koach. Ve'amar Hashem lo adraba she'b'shana shishit yosif la koach kol kach. Ad she'nimar v'tzuviti d'berchadi lachem 6 years ba'asat tevoal 3 years." Said, you're going to work in the field for 6 years, so at the end of the 6 year, the person, probably the Sadeh is going to give me Tebu'ah, but the field, working on it 24-7, all the 6 years I'm working on it, so the field didn't rest. So if the field's going to give fruits in the 6 years, it's not going to be the best. Or even if it's going to be the best, Dayenu, that is going to give us the fruit like every other year. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, the 6 year is going to get triple. That's extra beracha. Said, Ve'alidei kol mufitim halalu ashin santi biyadecha tida'a kili kol ha'aretz. Because of this, now you're going to know that everything belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because if it belongs to Am Israel, to the person who's working in the field, normally Umat HaOlam, they have to let it rest once every 2 years. So that's what he says over here. That's the idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to teach us that the land belongs to him. And since that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he owns the land, he commanded the land to give us fruits 6 years in a row. And Vishalishim al kulo. And third miracle, שתבואה שתעשה בשנה שישית, אף אם לא יהיה בה, כי אם שיעור אכילה לשנה אחת, מכל מקום ישלח השם את הברכה באסמיהם, שיוכל כמעה ותברך במעב. עד שתספיק התבואה לשלוש שנים. לכתיב ועשת את התבואה. התבואה בה הידיעה. והיה לומר ועשת תבואה לשלוש שנים. אלא רמז שבה הידיעה. שאותה התבואה שהיא רגילה לעשות מדי שנה בשנה, כן תעשה גם בשנה השישית. רק יוסיף השם כוח בארץ, עד שאותה תבואה תספיק 3 שנים. וזה ודאי נס נגלה וגדול יותר מכולם. וזה טעם נכון. That's how he explains beautiful here. The Kli Yakar, he said, in the 6 year, the land's gonna give you fruits and vegetables just like any other year. Pasuk said, "Ve'asat tebu'ah shlosh shanim," gonna have triple. He said, "No, you're not gonna have triple. You're gonna have the same exact amount that you get from the field every year. However, that amount that you're gonna get in the 6 year, you're gonna eat a little bit from it. You're gonna be full. There's bracha on it." There's extra, there's triple bracha in that tebu'ah. That's gonna the same exact amount of tebu'ah that you got in the 50 year, you're gonna get in the 6 year. But that same exact amount is gonna be enough for you for 3 years. Why? His diyuk is from the pasuk says ve'asat et had tebu'ah. The same tebu'ah that you're getting every year. You're not getting triple. Based on this, he said, now that's what the Am Yisrael are going to ask. V'chi tamiru, man nukhal b'shana shebi'ayit? I told you, according to the Da'at Zkanim and the Ramban, he said what? Man, pasuk mesuras. V'chi tamiru b'shana shebi'ayit? What are we going to eat in the 8th year? He said, no, he said, you don't have to go that far. Very simple. You don't have to be mesuras to pasuk. V'chi tamiru in the 6th year. People are going to say in the 6th year, what are we going to eat in the 7th year? Oh, what do you mean? It's just the bracha he already got in the 6 year. He said, but the person, he doesn't see. He sees the same exact amount. Same exact amount I'm getting every year. It's enough for 1 year. What am I going to eat next year? Therefore, the Torah said, "Bitzuviti t'berachatim b'shanah shishit." You should know that the tebu'ah that you got in the 6 year, even though in your eyes it looks the same exact amount, but you should know there's bracha in this tebu'ah. It's going to be enough for you for the whole 3 years. That's what the Kli Yakar is telling us. There's also a similar Pirush to Hatam Sofer also tells us the same idea. He says here in Torah Moshe, דף קוף גימל עמוד ב', והנה הארץ, he says here, he said, והנה הארץ, here at the beginning, he goes a little bit different from the Akdi Akar. He goes with the same idea that normally people, what should they do in the land? You have to let it, the Akdi Akar said, you have to work in the field for 2 years, let it rest the third year. Work 2 years, let it rest the third year. So that's what Umot HaOlam they do. Here the Hatam Sofer, he said, no, Umot HaOlam, they plant the field for 1 year, and next year they let it rest, year by year. Year you work in the field, year you let it rest, and so on and so forth. Akli Akar said he worked 2 years, let it rest 1 year. Whatever it is, but the same idea. Why? Because the main idea, the land has to rest. He says, he continues here, והנה הארץ משתוקקת להוציא כוחה לעבדי השם, ונפש הדוממת ויד צומחת תתעלה בנפש אדם צדיק. So the land is happy to give its fruits to those that are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because when those who are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tzaddikim, they're eating from these fruit, now the fruit, the kawah of the fruits are tzomayah. The kawah of the tzomayah now is mit'aleh, is getting into the person who's high medaber. It's mit'aleh. So the tbu'ah is happy when the tzaddikim, they eat it. والعماد زي the opposite. متستعيرة هارس ببوكو حا الكيرب أنشيم رشعيم عبودي عبودة زرا. Same things, vice versa. The land, it's very sad when the Rishaim, they eat its fruit. They eat its, the produce. And Rishaim, they eat it, and it's very sad. והנה, he says, בשומרם שמתה, זכתה הארץ להוציא פירותיה לעבדי השם 6 שנים רצופות, זה אחר זה. Not only this, when עם ישראל, they're keeping מצוות שמתה, the land is happy to give its fruits, בברכה, why? It's doing it willingly, בשמחה. The land wants tzaddikim to eat its fruits. Therefore, 6 years in a row, the land's giving you the fruits. ועוד נתון ללויס בשנה השישית, תברך 3 שנים, ויוכלו ענבים ויסבעו. The land's happy, you should eat, enjoy. ויגדל תענוג הארץ, the land's gonna be happy. אך, על ידי שלא שמרו שמתה, הפסידה הארץ, ונשארה בורה 4 שנים, בתוך 7 שנים. So if עם ישראל, they're not gonna keep מצוות שמתה, then the land's gonna go back to normal. What the Umot HaOlam they do, they work in the first year, they rest the second year. They work the third year, they rest the fourth year. They work the fifth year, they rest in the sixth year, and then 7th year anyways Shemitah. So in the cycle of 7 years, 4 years out of the 7, the land is resting. Why? Because the land, there is no Heshek. The land doesn't have the Heshek to give its fruits. Why? Because Am Yisrael, they're not keeping them as well. He said, ונהי שנענשו ישראל בגלל זה, כדכתיב, ואתכם איזרי בגויים. He said, even though עם ישראל, because of the שמיטה, they're gonna be kicked out of Earth Israel, they're gonna go to different land. So עם ישראל, they got their punishment. He said, בכל מקום לארץ, יהיה עונש כפול ומכופל. וואי, שתוציא פירותיה לימות העולם. Now, he said, the land is happy to give its fruit to those who are tzaddikim. But now that Am Yisrael did not keep the Shemitah, and they're going to be kicked out of Eretz Israel, who's going to be in Israel? Umot HaOlam. Umot HaOlam, they're going to be there, so the land's going to go back to its normal natural way. You have to work in the field 1 year, rest 1 year. Work 1 year, rest 1 year. Why? Because the land's not happy to give its fruits. But he said, would the land, if you would ask the land, would you rather give your fruits to Umot HaOlam? Not enough that who's eating the fruits? Rishaim eating the fruits, also Umot HaOlam. So how could that be? Now the land now is punished. I understand if Am Yisrael did not keep them as well, they're punished, they're kicked out of Israel. But why the land has to be punished now? It has to give its fruits to Umot HaOlam. So therefore, Al Kain Hubtaha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gave promise to the land, Vishamimu Aleha Oibichim. The land, when Am Yisrael, they're not near Israel, no one's going to be able to live over there. Vishamimu Aleha Oibichim, and no one's going to be able to live over there. As to say, Ars Shabbatotiha, then the land's going to be happy. Why? Because now it's not giving its fruits to Rishaim. There's no more. Nothing's going to happen. Ki kmosh samha leotzi pirotiha le'abdei Hashem, kach tetratze שזכתה להעציר כוחם בלי תת למורדי אור, או שם אמות העולם. That's what he says over here. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he promised the land that if עם ישראל is going to be kicked out of Israel, the land is going to be שממה. As to say, then the land is going to be happy. That's what Parashat V'Chukotai. Let's hear what the idea is. Hakim tell us here. We have a famous Gemara in Masechet Berachot. The Gemara tells us here in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Bet. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Hana, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Al-Ai. Bo Ureish, look at Dorot HaRishonim, Dorot HaAharonim. So take a look at the difference between the earlier generations of the Gemara and the later generations. Why? דורות הראשונים עשו תורתן קבע ומלאכתן ערי. זו וזו נתקיימה בידם. however, דורות האחרונים עשו מלאכתן קבע ותורתן ערי. זו וזו לא נתקיימה בידם. So the earlier generation, they made their learning. That's the main thing in their life. What they have to do? They have to learn. And also you have to get some parnasa, you have to live. You cannot remain kemah in Torah. So you need some parnasa. But the main thing, their main focus was the Torah. Since that was their focus, the earlier generation, they succeeded in their business, they succeeded in their Torah. They were smart in the Torah, and they had barakah in their business. However, the Dorot HaAharonim, asu melachtan keba. They made their business. That's the main goal in life. You have to make money. You have to work, you have to make, but you also have to be kobe'atim la Torah. You have to learn Torah also, obviously. But the main thing, the main focus of every person, Dorot HaAharonim, you have to do what? You have to work. You have to get parnasa. And therefore, they did not succeed, not in their business, and not in their Torah. Why? Because asu tafel akar, ve'akar tafel. So that doesn't go like this. That's here what the Gemara is telling us. And Farshim, their brother, said, L'chaura, what does it mean here, the Dorot HaRishonim, Asu melachtan arai. The earlier generation, they work in the field only a little bit. That's not their main idea in life. They're focusing more on the limud Torah, but they have to do some business. So is that few hours that they spent for business, was it enough for them, for the earlier generation? If it wasn't enough for the later generations, why later generations they made their business more and more? Their main focus was the business. Why? Because they said we need to have a lot of expenses. We need to work. We need to get more money. So how come the earlier generation did not need that money? Did not need that time? Forget about they want to earn more money. They want to get parnasa. You want to eat. You want to plant the field. Why? Because you want to get the fruit. You want to get the tibua from the field. Is it enough to work for a few hours over there? Also by Dorot HaRishonim, you see the Gemara before, there is Mahloket Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Ifshar Adam Zoreya B'Sha'at Zeri'a. Ifshar Adam Horesh B'Sha'at Harisha, V'Zoreya B'Sha'at Zeri'a, V'Kusir B'Sha'at Kitzira, V'Dash B'Sha'at Disha, V'Zore B'Sha'at HaRuach, Tura Matei Aliyah. So you see, also by the generations of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is earlier generation, Dorot HaRishonim, they also needed a lot of time to spend in the field. So how come a little bit melachtan, which is arai, it was enough for them? How did they have time to do all these things? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he was in the earlier generation, and you see that even by his time, you need to work a lot in the field. It's not enough arai. You have to work more kabua. What's going on over here? What we mentioned now? And the mentioned Dorot HaRishonim, Dorot HaAharonim. It's all Chaura, it's hard to understand what's going on. I saw here the Ben Ish Chai in this Gemara, in Ben Hoyada. He says here, נראה לי בסיעתת שמיעה כביעות התורה בכל יום בשעות ידועות שלא יבטלנו, אפילו אם נזדמן לו עסק גדול והכרחי. הנה זה מועיל לאדם בשתי אופנים. So when a person is קובעתים לתורה, what does mean קובעתים לתורה? Not enough that his learning 1 hour or 2 hours a day, you have to set aside from 8 to 9, I'm learning the Torah. You have to set aside time. This is the time I'm learning the Torah. And this time, you shouldn't stop it for whatever the reason is. That's called kibi'ut atim. If the person is learning many hours throughout the day, but whenever he has few minutes, here now he has no customers, he learns, it's hashu, it's important. You have to do it. But it's not called kibi'ut atim la Torah. Kibi'ut atim, it has to be set aside. You set aside this hour, I don't know anything else now. This hour I'm learning Torah. Whatever comes, I don't care. Now I'm learning Torah. So he said, this, if you are kobe'a atim la Torah like this, then you're gaining with two things. He said, number one, afilum hu kobe'a la Torah shtayim v'shalosh sha'ot dafka, v'shar hayom osik b'mlacha, nihshab lo kilo asa kol yom kulo b'Torah. Dikai malan, kol kabu'a ki mihsa al mihsa dami. He said, if you set aside 1 hour, or 2 hours, or three, whatever you could, it's considered as if you're learning Torah the whole day. Why? Because we have halakha in Dinat Arabot, kol kabu'a ki mihsa al mihsa dami. Nafka minad over there by anyanim of the Arabot, but here, that's the idea. Kol kabu'a ki mihsa al mihsa dami. That's number one, that you're gaining, you're considered as if you're learning the whole day. And number two, to'alit ha-shani, kivan shim nizdamin lo aysik ikhrihi bishahot ilo, shim kibu'im la Torah, hu maniyah et aysik, vienu batil mu Torah, nimsa shu ma'amin, shikul asakav ni'isim bishgahato itbarach, vihu hu hamazmin lo parnasato b'mlacha. Likach, lo ikhbat lo im abar zman aysik, vilo asak bo, ki yuvaday kadosh baruch hu yazmin lo parnasato, medabar aher. So he said, this person, ולכן לאדם כזה שהוא מאמין באמת בכך, אז יהיה לו הצלחה בעסקיו, מאתו יתברך. וירוויח משאר עסקים, מה שהיה לו להרוויח מאותו עסק שישליך מידו. He said, that person, Hashem is going to see that he is very sincere in his learning Torah, is kubay atim לתורה. Then, not only that he's considered as if he's learning the whole day, it's also, Hashem is going to see that this person is serious, he's going to give him barakah and all what he's doing. A few hours that he's spending by working, Hashem is going to give him his parnasah. And the hours that he's spending by learning Torah, kebi'ot atim la Torah, Hashem is going to give him the right mind to understand whatever he's learning. He's going to have si'atat shmiya. That's what the Hir Ben Shai is telling us. We have Gemara, Masechet Shabbat. The Gemara tells us here in Masechet Shabbat, Lamed Alef, Amud Alef, Amar Rabba, Bisha'a shemekhnisim Adam ladin, omrim lo, after 120, they're going to judge every one of us. They have a list of questions they're going to ask every person. So number one, Amrilo nasata venatata ba'emuna. Were you honest in business? That's question number one. Number two, kabata atim la Torah. Did you set aside time to learn Torah? Number three, asakta priya berbiya. Did you do your shtadlut by priya berbiya to have kids? So you have to do your shtadlut. That's number four. They ask him, "Tzipita li shu'a, pilpalta ba chokma, hivanta dabar mtokh dabar." They have a list of questions that they ask him. At number one, were you honest in business? That's number one. That's here what the Gemara tells us here. The problem is that Gemara, different Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells us here, Daf Zayin Amud Alef, the Gemara says here, De'amar Rabbi Menuna, אין תחלת דינו של האדם נדון אלא על דברי תורה. שנאמר פותר מים ראשית מדון. So the person who's פותר מים, אין מים אלא תורה. The מים, the water, is פותר מים, let go of the Torah, is not learning Torah. Then that person, ראשית מדון. The first, the beginning of his punishment is going to be on this water, which is Torah. Poter ma'im reshit madon. That's the first punishment. The first thing they're going to punish the person is al debre Torah. Chaura, that's against the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat. The Gemara said, the first question they're going to ask him is what? Nasata v'natata ba'emuna. Here the Gemara said, no. The first thing they're going to punish him is by Torah. What's going on? Tosafot there by this question. Tosafot here in Sanhedrin, also Masechet Kedushin, Dafmeim, also same thing. But we read it from here. והאדי אמרין הפרק במה מדליקין שואלין לו נסעת ונתת באמונה ואחר כך קבעת עתים לתורה. He said, הטעם באדם שעוסק בתורה מה יראה? אלא שלא קבע עתים. והכה מה יראה כשלא עסק כלל. He said, there is difference. If the person is, he did not learn Torah at all, then that person, of course, they're going to ask him, did you learn Torah? Why? Because the main thing in life is learning Torah. So if a person did not learn Torah at all, the Master Sanhedrin, that's what they're going to ask him. Did you learn Torah? The first question, did you learn Torah? The shock of his life is going to get. If he didn't learn Torah, he's going to be punished for it. But the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, Tosafot saying, the Gemara is talking over there, someone, he did learn Torah, but he wasn't kobeya atim la Torah. He's learning Torah whenever he has time. He has half an hour in the morning, the 45 minutes in the afternoon, the 20 minutes over here, 5 minutes here. He's learning Torah. whatever he has time, he's learning the Torah. So if they're going to ask him, did you learn Torah? He said, yeah, of course I learned Torah. I said, no, they're not going to ask him like this. First of all, let's see something else. And then they ask him, kabata atim la Torah? Why? Because over there the person is learning Torah, but he's not kobayatim. Therefore, they're not going to ask him, kabata atim la Torah, number one. He's going to tell him, even though I wasn't kobayatim, but I did learn Torah at least. So therefore, let go of this question. We'll ask it after. Now, in the Satam, that's what they're going to ask him. That's the first answer to Safad Dagiv. In a man, Shualim oto tihala al Masao Matan Baimuna, Mukol Makom, Ikobel Dino tihala al Debre Torah. He said the second answer to Safad, saying, he said, no. First of all, they're going to ask him about Nasatam and Tata Baimuna. There's no mahlokat here and there. The first question they're going to ask Badin Shal Ma'ala, were you honest in the business? However, when it comes, they have a list of questions they ask him. They're not going to ask him a question. It's going to tell them, no, I wasn't the same time. They're going to punish him right away. I said, no, wait until we see how much he's going to be punished. Now, okay, the first question is the answer is no. No problem. Next question, third question, fourth question. And then they're going to punish him, package deal. They're going to give him sale, package deal. They're going to punish him on the whole thing. But the first thing they're going to ask him, were you honest in business? But what's the first punishment is going to come? The punishment is going to come first by the Brit Torah. That's what Tosafot, they're differentiating between here and there. Let's hear what Tosafot is telling us. I saw also the Ben Ishai, Ben Hoyada. He has a few Pirushim here. He says here, Inameh, another tirutz, yesh bodeh hakdamot melbo shein lahim akar medbrei sofrim vedbrei sfarim. O oseh harifut shel hebel letaher ta sheretz, ve'en zu emuna, ve'lkach shualim oto nasata ve'natata bedbrei Torah ba'emuna. He said that both of them are referring to the Torah. The Gemara said in Sanhedrin, tehala dino shel adam reshit poter maim reshit madon. That's the first punishment for the Brit Torah. How can the Gemara Shabbat say, they ask him, were you honest in business? He said, who told you to talk about business? Nasata wa natata bidbrei Torah ba'emuna. Were you honest in your learning Torah? What does it mean? You learn Torah. Why did you learn Torah? For reason you learn Torah? Or you learn Torah, probably you learn Torah and you got to, you want to try to figure out ways how to be material sheretz or to figure out Torah shel hevel. Said all these things. They're gonna both questions referring to the Brit Torah. That's the question. Both of them referring to the Brit Torah. But after he says, "Ubufan acher nra li taris kushiyat tosafot sheila harishuna litzorech hashniya ba." He says here the Ben Ishai said, "No, you're right. The first question is supposed to be al the Brit Torah, but." The Gemara Masechet Shabbat, when they ask him, Nasata Menatata Ba'emuna, they're setting the person up. They're preparing it for him. Now they're going to ask him, hey, now you're soter yourself on your own. They're getting him ready to get his punishment. How? He said, De'im yomru lo tihla kab'ata atim la Torah. If they're going to ask him in the beginning, did you learn Torah? The person's going to tell him, listen, what do you want? I have family. I have to support my family. So what do you want from me? I have to go to work. Said Yashib, Talube Tafle, he has kids, he has to support. He has wife, he has to support. Said, I have to work day and night. And I hope all the money that I'm getting is going to be enough for tuition, it's going to be enough for who knows what. So that person said, I didn't have time to learn Torah, what do you want from me? So the person, if they can ask him, did you learn Torah? I didn't have time, I'm sorry. If you were Bansha Allah, if you would have gave me $1 million, I have a lot of money, then I'm going to sit down and learn Torah. But I didn't have money. I have kids, I have wife, I have to support them. I have to send them to yeshivot. All this cost money, so I had to work. I have no choice. Therefore, I tell him, no. Okay, forget about this. They ask him, number one, لِكَخْ شُوَالِمْ مُتُوْ إِمْ هَيَا لِخَا إِمُونَا بَالْقَدُشْ بَارُخُوْ شِهُوَ مَزْمِينْ لِخَا پَرْنَسَا شِلْخَا وِهُوَ مَشْجِيَاحْ. They ask him, when you went in business, did you have emuna and the Kadosh Baruch Hu that is going to send you your parnasa, or did you steal from people? Did you trick people? Why? Because you wanted to make money. Were you honest in business? So if the person is honest in business, that means he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my pranasa is coming from Hashem. So, oh yeah? Your pranasa is coming from Hashem? Why didn't you learn Torah? Lama lo kabata atim le Torah? Now what are you going to tell them? I was busy, I need my parnasa. You just told us you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you believe in Hashem, Hashem is going to send you parnasa. Even if you sit down and learn Torah, Hashem is going to take care of you. That means here they're stirring him up to give it to him at the end. They said, listen, you didn't learn Torah. And you yourself, you had your own punishment. You judge yourself. That's what here he says here. Al-Kain said, they set him up like this. That's the idea over here. That's a beautiful approach that the Ben Ishchai is telling us here. And this reminded me with the Tana de Be'eliyahu. We have a famous story also brought down Tana de Be'eliyahu Zuta, Perek Yudalet. Famous story. It said, Eliyahu Nabi once, Pa'am Ahat, Hayiti Me'alech Makon Limakom. Once he was walking from place to place. Umitza'ani Adam Ahat, Shidlo Hayabu, Lo Mukra, Velo Mishnah. Ve'ayam Tlotzitz, Umal'ik Bidbarim, Ubaki Nagdi. He met a person. He doesn't know nothing in Torah, and he was laughing at those learning Torah and whatever. He didn't. Ve'amarti lo Eliyahu Nabi approached him. He told him, "Bini, ma ata meshiv le'avicha shebashamayim biyom adin? What are you going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know the first question they're going to ask him, "Kabata atim le Torah." What are you going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That Eliyahu Nabi is starting up with him. Ve'amarti, Rabbi, yesh li dvarim she'ani meshivo. He already prepared the answers for after 120. He has the answer, he wrote it down, but probably he's going to lose the paper, or where is he going to find it? No, but whatever. He already prepared an answer. He got ready for Bedin Shel Ma'ala. Okay, interesting. He told him, oh yeah, maybe you could tell me, maybe I also prepare myself. What are you going to tell them? And so, very simple. Bina vada'at lo natlu li min ha-shamayim she-yikra ve-yishnayim. So I have an answer. If they're going to ask me, did you learn Torah? I said, I wasn't a smart guy. You didn't create me, Rabbanu Shalom. It's your fault. You didn't create me to be smart. I'm trying to learn Torah, but I don't understand. I don't understand the Torah. I tried to understand one time, two times, three times. I don't understand. So what do you want? It's your fault. So he already has an answer. Ve'amarti lo, Beni, Eliyahu Nabi was starting down with him. He told him, Beni, ma malachtecha? What's your job? What do you do? You're not learning Torah, you're doing something. I said, yeah, ve'amar li tsayadani. I'm a hunter, I'm a fisher. I go fishing. Ve'amar tilu beni, mi limedcha, who taught you how to be, how to hunt animals, who taught you how to fish the fishes? I remember once when I was young, they took us in school, they took us go fishing. He went on the boat, 2 hours. I threw the rod. I'm waiting now, nothing coming. So you have to know how to, what food, what type of food you have to give them, and how deep you have to let it go, which place you have to go. All this you need to understand. You need chokmah for these things. So he told him, who taught you these things? Amar li, ואמרתי לו, בני, מי לימדך ואמר לך שתביא פשתם ותארגהו, מצודות תשליכו לים ותעלה דגים מן הים? ואמר לי, רבי, בזה נתנו לי דעה. With this, they gave me חוכמה מן השמיים to do. And this, I know how to do. I know what's the best time to go fishing, what net I should use to catch all the fishes. This, they gave me חוכמה for this. ואמרתי לו, ומה להביא פשתן ולהרוג מצודות ולהשליך לים ולהעלות דגים מן הים נתנו לך בינה ודעת מן השמיים לדברי תורה שכתוב בה כי קרוב אליך הדבר מאוד בפיך ולבבך לעשותו. Said, for that profession you're saying that they gave you חוכמה מן השמיים to understand your job, to understand the Torah, which is so easy. The pasuk said, כי קרוב אליך הדבר מאוד. It's so easy. Just sit down and learn Torah. Be serious in the Torah, Hashem is going to give you. לא נתנו לך בינה מן השמיים to learn Torah, only for anything else you have שכל. For Torah you don't have שכל. Then מיד היה מרים את קולו ובוכה ומתניח. He was crying non-stop, that person. He saw that the answer that he prepared for Bedin Shel Ma'ala, even a person here on earth, they put an X on it. So what is he going to tell him? He started to cry. ואמרתי לו, אליה הנביא told him, אל ירא עליך. So don't worry, why? אלא כל שאר בני האדם באי עולם, הן משיבים תשובה זו. על אותו עניין שהם עוסקים בו, אבל מעשיהם מוכיחים עליהם. So don't worry, you're not the only person. Every person on earth that you're going to ask him, why you're not learning Torah, he's going to find you a reason. depending on his business, I don't have time, and my wife doesn't send me, or this, the kids, they want me, and my boss, he wants me. This, he funded LFA Hatzibot. There's a lot of excuses. But he said, everyone, he has the same excuse. But you should know that if they gave you sechel to do everything else, for sure, you have sechel to learn Torah. Let's hear what Hakim will tell us. Let's hear the story. And that's the story here that Tanadi Eliyahu will tell us. So here, now if they're going to ask the person the first question, Kabata atim le Torah, the person might tell them, listen, I didn't have chokmah for this. Then, for that person, what they're going to ask him? They're going to ask him first, Nasata minatata ba imuna. Were you honest in business? He said, yeah, of course. What was your profession? So I was so and so. They're going to tell him, oh, for your profession, you had chokmah. For the Torah, you didn't have chokmah. Now, said, they're going to set him up. So, same idea what the Ben Shai is telling us. Therefore, they're asking the first question, not by the Dibrei Torah. If they're going to ask him about the Dibrei Torah, it's going to be poter. It's going to push it away. Why? Because I didn't have sechel for this. Therefore, they set him up with his business. If you have chokmah for your business, for sure you have chokmah for Talmud Torah. Therefore, the main thing, they're judging him, the first question, by Talmud Torah. What it says, they're only setting him up to give it to him by Talmud Torah. Let's hear what Ben Shai is telling us. But I saw the Mefarshim, they explain also a little bit different, that they say that really every person depending on his profession, what is he doing? If that person is Talmid Chacham learning Torah 24/7, then for that person, the first question is going to be, Kabata Atim le Torah. Why? Because whatever all your mind is in, whatever, now you're Talmid Chacham learning Torah, now they're going to ask, Kabata Atim le Torah? Did he learn Torah the proper way? Do you learn Torah l'shem shamayim? Do you learn Torah for a different reason? They're going to ask him about Talmud Torah. Like the Ben Shai in the first Pirush, he said, "Nasata v'natata ba'emuna b'dibrei Torah." That's that they're going to ask him. But there are different people that they go to work. Then those people, they're not going to ask him kabata atim la Torah. Different reason, different answer from what we said before. For those people, they're going to ask them, "Nasata v'natata ba'emuna." Why? Because whatever the person is busy with, all his life is busy with business, they're going to ask him, that's the thing that you wasted all your life doing business. At least were you honest in business? Said, unlike the Tirush of the Tosafot, Tosafot said, no, they ask him first about but they punish him first about the Bnei Torah. I saw him Farshim, they give different pirush. He said, no, they ask him and they punish him, all depending on the person. If that person is Talmid Chacham, they ask him and they punish him first by the Dibrei Torah. Your professional life is to be, you are Talmid Chacham. Were you honest in your Torah? Did you learn Torah properly? Kabata Atim le Torah? Okay. But those who go to work, every person depending on what he's doing in life. But we could also explain also a little bit different. That we know that it's a fact. I mean, in Haraot, you see that people, how many people are learning Torah, how many people they go to business? Just how many people have in Yeshivot, what the percentage? How many people learn Torah, how many people they go to work? The majority of people, they go to work. So that's what it is. So the person who's going to work, the person might think, listen, I understand that I'm going to work and I'm doing whatever I have to do at work, but really the main thing, I have to be kobe'atim le-Torah. That's what halakha also tells us in Yoredi'a, Shulchan Aruch, he said the person has to be kobe'atim le-Torah. Whether it doesn't matter if the person is the young person, old person, he has sechel, doesn't have sechel, the meduke, ba'al surim, ba'al shaw banim, everyone is hayab to learn Torah. So the person might think, listen, I'm going to work now, but the main thing, why am I working? Because the main thing, I need to come back at night, I have to go to Shi'ur Torah. That's what the person might think. That's the reason. Why is he working? Because he needs parnasa. But the main thing in his life, he wants to learn Torah. But in Farshim, I saw the explain, he said, no, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that person. Why? Because, as I told you, the majority of the people, they're not learning Torah. The majority of people, they go to business. And now, those who go to business, even they have mitzvah to be kobe'atim le Torah, How many hours a day are Kobe'im Yatim Torah? 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours? Halvai. Said, how many hours are Kobe'atim? Those will go to business. How many hours do you have to learn Torah? 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it is. The Kobe'im Yatim Torah. Said, could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the majority of the people we said that go to business? The majority of people that go to business, and most of their times, they're busy in business. Only an hour in the morning, an hour at night, they're learning Torah. So those people, could it be Hashem created everything only for to sit down to learn Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have different ways how to give you parnasah, so you should, if the main focus is the limud Torah, Hashem had many ways for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let you sit down and learn Torah the most of the day. But the most of the people, most of their day, they're busy at work. An hour in the morning, hour at night, they sit down and learn Torah. Can it be Hashem created that the majority of people for this only a few hours? Hey, that must have been. If that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the people, most of the people to go to work, it must have been Hashem. He wanted those who go to work to serve Him while at work. You're going to work while you're working. You could serve also HaKadosh Baruch Hu over there. That's what the Mishnah Perkei Avot says. Yafet Talmud Torah im derech eretz. Sheyigi'at shenehem mashkachat avon. We have a simple understanding. Yafet Talmud Torah im derech eretz. A person, you have to learn Torah. You have to make your Torah kibah. And you melecha arai. You have to do zev zein qayma biyadam. You have to do both. But different pirush hachim, they said, Yafet Talmud Torah im derech eretz. You have to combine the Talmud Torah that you learn, apply it by Derech Eretz. When you go to work, you have to apply what you learn. How? You learn now this week's parasha. Also, you have parashat Kedushim. But here also we have a similar pesukim like this. V'chitim kirum karal amidecha, okanom yad amatecha, al tonu ishit achiv, don't trick your friend in business. All kind of these things. Mizvot ben adam lahabirom. Take the Torah that you learned from this Pesukim, apply it at work. Now when you apply the Torah that you learned at work, you're not stealing from your friend, you're paying your worker on time, and you're doing whatever you have to do at work, you're honest in business, then your work is considered like learning Torah. Even when you go to work, the work that you're doing, that's considered learning Torah. Applying whatever you learned by the most of your day that you're going to work, that's also considered the part of the Torah. Why? Because the law of midrash akar ela maaseh. You learned. Why did you learn Torah? So you should apply it. Now you are applying it by working. So that's the best thing. That's the best thing that you could do. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the majority of people on earth. They go to work, and if they're honest in business, that's the reason why Hashem created them. Many mizvot you have mizvot by adam lahabiro. Many of them is what we have mizvot. The Torah said half one luach mizvot ben adam lemakom, the luach between ben adam lechaviro. Most of our Torah between ben adam lechaviro. See, to the gear, he came to Hillel Zaken, told him, how many Torah? I want to learn the whole Torah al regel ahad. Told him, no problem. Ve'abtar acha kamucha. That's the whole Torah. Love your friend. Mefarshim said, love your friend. That's the whole Torah. That covers mizvot between ben adam lechaviro. Where's the other part between Ben Adam and Makom? He told him the whole Torah was Ben Adam and Habiro, that's it? Hey, the main focus between Ben Adam and Habiro, that's what you have to focus on. Because the majority of people, they're going to work. They're not in with the Hakaim. Majority of people are not learning Torah. So the main focus is you have to focus on Zvot Ben Adam and Habiro. Also, Kadosh Baruch Hu is also called the Re'acha. Be'abta Re'acha Kamucha. You have to take care of your friend, Suit Ben Adam Lahabiro. Also, Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Re'ah, like the Pasuk said in Mishle, Re'acha, V'Re'ah Abicha Al Ta'azob. That's referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's also the same thing, but he told him, Zekola Torah Kula. The main focus, Ben Adam Lahabiro, because as I said before, that the majority of people, they go to work, and they have to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu while at work. Yafet Talmud Torah, apply it Im Derech Eretz together. Not Talmud Torah by itself. You have an hour in the morning Talmud Torah. Then you go to business, do whatever. All you trick people, you steal from people at night. And during the day, then you come back at night for Talmud Torah. What kind of Torah are you learning? Talmud Torah, apply together Im Derech Eretz. With the Derech Eretz, apply Talmud Torah. Then if you do this, even your work is considered like you're learning Torah. You apply the Torah to you learn. That's the best thing. You're applying it, you're doing the best of the best. And Adrabah, not only that the mitzvot between ben adam lechaveru, that's a big part of our Torah. I would say that's maybe the main part of our Torah, between ben adam lechaveru. Why? Because you see, the mitzvot between ben adam lechaveru, it applies all the times. You have terak mitzvot in the Torah, but the terak mitzvot, many of them, most of them, let's put it this way, most of them doesn't apply to every person. Every person, there is no way on earth that he could keep all terak mitzvot. There are ways that Farshim, they explain that every person has to keep terak mitzvot, Torah Hashem Teima, like Baal Shem Tov. He said, Torah Hashem Teima Mishibat Nafesh. Every person, he has to fulfill all terak mitzvot. The Torah has to be Teima, complete, 613 mitzvot. And if not, you're missing from the 613, Mishibat Nafesh. You're going to come back, the Nefesh is going to come back Begilgul. Every person has to keep terak mitzvot. But it's impossible. There's no way on earth that one person should keep all terak mitzvot. And I have to love your friend. You have to be with your friend together. The mitzvot that he's doing, considered as if you're doing it. The mitzvot that you're doing, as if he's doing it. And the mitzvot that no one could do, you could learn Torah. Said, Zot Torah ta'ola. Anybody learning Parashat Ola, kilo krib Ola. Parashat Ata, kilo krib Hatat, like the Gemara said. So all these things, when a person is learning the Torah, then he is keeping all Torah mitzvot. That's what Hakim tell us. But the main part of the Torah is between mitzvot ben adam lechaveru. As I said, because many mitzvot that we have in the Torah, many mitzvot, they are very rare that a person could keep them. And how many people you heard that they do mitzvot peter hamor? I'm sure there are many people that do. How many times you keep mitzvah of Yobel? How many times you keep mitzvah of Yibum? Many mitzvot in the Torah, but very rare that people could do it. But other mitzvot, like mitzvot ben adam lechaveru, they apply every single day in business. That shows that these mitzvot are more important. We have to keep them. Why am I saying this? Because we know that here the Rabbeinu Bahya, he tells us here in Chovot Levavot, he says here in Sha'ar Bechina Perek He, toward the end. He says here toward the end of Perek He, ואחר כן עיין בדברים אשר בהם קיום הגופות וישארם על עניינם וגבולם עד עת קיצם, תמצאים ברב וממעט, כפי רוב הצורך עליהם. He said, all the things that הקדוש ברוך הוא created on earth, you see some of them, they are available to everyone. Some of them, they are very rare. No one could reach them. They are levels. What does he mean? He's going to explain himself. וכל אשר יהיה הצורך אליו גדול יהיה מזומן ונמצא. Anything that which is needed, that the person, he cannot survive without it, Kadosh Baruch Hu supports that item to every person. Every person could have it. For example, he says here, וכל מה שאפשר לעמוד בלעדיו ולתעכב זולתו, תהיה מציאותו יותר קשה, והזדמנותו מעוטה. ודמיון בזה, let's start the example, האוויר הנשאף, the air, the person, every person needs air. Without air, without oxygen, the person cannot survive. So does the oxygen, the air, where is it available? Only in certain places? Everywhere you go, there's air. Why? Because the person cannot survive without breathing, he cannot survive. Therefore, the air that a person breathes, it's all over. And for free also. Everyone could, who knows, probably they're gonna sell the air also. Who knows? But so far, Baruch Hashem, everything is free. So that's what he says. פני שאיף שר לעמוד בלעדיו שעה אחת בשום פנים. אז לפי כך, המציאו הבורא יתברך בעולם, ויזמינו הזמנה שאינה נמנעת משום אדם, באיזה מקום שיהיה ובכל עת ובכל זמן. Everywhere you go, anywhere you go, every person, he has it for free. Why? Because that's without this, a person cannot survive. ומפני שהצורך גם כן למים, the person also needs water, cannot survive without water, but you don't have to drink water every second, like you have to breathe every second. Therefore, אלא שהם יכולים לעמוד בלעדיהם יותר מה שיכולים לעמוד בלתי האוויר, לפי כך שלחם הבורא על פני כל הארץ, וקבצה במקום מיוחד שהולכים בעלי החיים אליו, איננו נמנע מהם. אלא שאינם בכל מקום כאוויר. So the water, not everywhere. There are places, there are water. You go to the river, you go to the ocean, you go to the places, but you dig a well, and you get water. But it's not available everywhere like the air. ומביאים אותם בדמים לקצת בני אדם. Said, some people, they have to buy the water. Said, by this time, some people have to buy it. Today, everyone has to buy it. Said, whatever it is. Said, מה שאין כן באוויר, the air is still free, ברוך השם. Said, והם מזומנים לקצת החיים יותר מקצתם. והאוויר שווה מציאותו וסרתו לכולם תמיד על עניין אחד. So you see the difference between air and water. ומפני שצורך גם כן למאכל, a person has to eat also, אלא שאפשר לעמוד בזולתו ולמצוא תמורתו יותר מה שאפשר באוויר ובמים הרבה. Therefore, הייתה השגתו יותר קשה, ומציאותו יותר יקרה מן המים, אלא שהוא עם כל זה נמצא הרבה, ואיננו נמנע מכלל בני אדם. So the food that you have to eat, but food is not like water. Water is the main thing that you need it. Without water, a person cannot survive. Also, without food, cannot survive, but he could survive more without food than he could survive more without water. Water, you need to drink. Person has to drink. So therefore, the food, it costs more money, and it's not available just like the water. The water is much cheaper, and it's available in more places. וכן אודות המלבושים, מן העורות והצמר והצמחים, יש להם תמורה יותר מן המאכל, והשגתם יותר מעוטה, אלא לאחר זמן. So don't they cost more money? Why? Because it's unneeded. You could survive without clothing. You could eat and drink without clothing, just like a behemoth. But you also need it. You cannot walk without clothing. But therefore he said, it's available, but it costs more. אבל האבנים היקרות והכסף והזהב ושאר מיני המוצאים, פני שהיה צורך עליהם בעצמם מעט ותועלתם יותר רחוקה, לא נמצא מהם אצל המון העם בני אדם, מה שנמצא מן המאכל אצל אחד מהם. וזה בעבור העלה שהזכרנו, שיוכל אדם לעמוד זולתם. זה להשתבח הבורא החכם, החומן, ברחים על עבדה וכו'. So that's why he tells us here, the more people need that item, it's available more. So if that's what he said about the gashmiyut part of it, that you need water, you need air, you need this, so also it should apply also to ruhaniyut part of it. So you see mitzvot that are very rare, those mitzvot a person could survive without them. But there are more mitzvot that tmidiyot you have to do every day, you have to do that mitzvah. That mitzvah, just like mitzvot between Adam and Chaviro, it's more, applies every single day, applies. You go to business, it applies every single day. That mitzvah is more important. Why? Because you need it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything that a person cannot survive without it, it's more available. This mitzvot, you cannot survive without this mitzvot, they are important. You have to keep them. There are different mitzvot that you keep it once in a while. Yovel, in this week's parasha, once every 50 years. Yibum, whenever it happens, yibum. So those mitzvot are like abanim yikarot. But the mitzvot that needed for every single day life, those are mitzvot between Ben Adam Lachabiro, apply every single day. Whether there is Beit HaMikdash, there is no Beit HaMikdash, it applies to men, applies to ladies, applies to everyone. Why? Because that's the hayut of the person. He needed. With this also we could understand that the Gemara tells us, gives us a rule, Chaura, the rule doesn't make sense. A famous rule, everyone knows it. It's a tadir, which you know, tadir, tadir kodem. If you have two mitzvot, mitzvah that comes more frequent, comes every day, and the other mitzvah comes once in a blue moon. Now you have these two mitzvot in front of you to fulfill. Which mitzvah you should do first? Everyone knows the rule. Tadir, vishenu, tadir, tadir kodem. You have to do the mitzvah more frequent, you have to do it first. Probably, if you're going to be busy with the mitzvah, the frequent mitzvah, you're going to miss on the other mitzvah. He said, it's okay, tadir kodem. That's first. That's the priority. So, chaura, if you ask me, I would tell you exactly the opposite. This mitzvah, every day you do this mitzvah. Now we have a rare mitzvah, a rare opportunity came in front of you. Forget about the mitzvah tadir, keep the other mitzvah. Why? Because it comes once in a while. Until you get to do that mitzvah, it pops once in a while. So jump for it. Forget about this mitzvah. This mitzvah you can do it tomorrow. Every day you do this mitzvah. It's more frequent. But halakha said, no, exactly the opposite. Why? That's the same exact reason why I just explained to you. The mitzvot that are needed for the person, There's hayut for it. You need to keep this mitzvot. The mitzvah which is tadir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvah which is tadir, you need it for your neshama to survive. So now you have that type of mitzvah. You have different mitzvah which is rare mitzvah. That mitzvah your neshama could survive without. Now you're busy with this mitzvah. That's your bread for the neshama. The other mitzvah is like the abanim yekarot. You want to buy jewelry. So you can survive without. But this mitzvah is more important. You have to keep it. The division is the dir kodem. Why? Because that's what you're keeping. That's what you're learning. This is the idea. That's Hakim to tell us that this is the anyana Kadosh Baruch Hu. He sees all these mitzvot that are between Ben Adam lahabiro. Those mitzvot are more important. Why? Because it applies every single day. That shows that it's more needed for the neshama. Just like we need the air for our body, the neshama need this mitzvot to survive. That shows the importance about it. And with this, we could come back to understand what we started before. We said that Dorot, the earlier generations, the Gemara, they made their Torah keba and melechtan arai. Zevazint kema biyadam. What does it mean they made their melacha keba, their Torah keba? What does it mean they made their Torah keba? I just brought you proof from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself, who was from the Dorot HaRishonim. And he also, by his time, said, "If Shara Adana Zorah B'Shat Zerah, Koser B'Shat Gitzirah, Zorah B'Shat Aruah, Torah Matei Aleha." You need also back then, they needed a long time to spend in the field. So how come a few hours was enough for them? I said, no, it doesn't mean like this. I said, probably they spent time by their field. They spend time working in the field. But every minute that they're working in the field, they have the learning in their head. They're keeping them zvot while they're working, they're keeping them zvot. Now, they made the Torah keba. What do you mean Torah keba? Now, their Torah becomes kabua. Even when they went to business, they took the Torah with them to business. Yafei termu Torah, im derech eres. Take it together with you to business. Now, you took the Torah with you to business, the work that you're doing, that's considered learning Torah. You're learning Torah. That's what it meant. That the Dorot HaRishonim asu Toratan Keba. What does it mean, Toratan Keba? The main focus was the Torah. That means even though when they went to business, for the few hours they went to business, whatever time they went to business, they had the Torah with them in business. So their business considered as if they're learning Torah. Therefore, Zevazint Kaimu Biyadam. However, Dorot HaHaronim, they made Melachtan Keba. Said, why they're working? Now, the main thing, the main focus now is the working. You want to make more money. You need to survive. You need this. Now, they take everything the opposite way. Therefore, Zevazin learned to come up by Adam. Why? Because we said the main thing the person has to focus is what? Is by learning the Torah. And not only by learning the Torah, you have to learn Torah also at work. How? Fulfill the mitzvot that you learn. Anything that you learn, apply it to work. And then your work is considered like learning Torah. Let's hear what Hakim tell us. This is the Anyan. Said that therefore they ask the person, Nasata wa natata ba emuna, were you honest in business? What does it mean were you honest in business? Said emuna is also referring to the Torah. Nasata wa natata ba emuna, your masa wa matan, was it together with the Torah? That's what they ask the person. Both Gemarot, the Kol HaNehalim Zorumim Layam. The main thing they're asking the person about the Limud Torah. But did you take the Torah together with you to business? That's a question. That's a question that you can ask a person. Every person has to be judged for all these things. That's the anyan here that Hakim will tell us. That's the anyan also of Shnat Shemitah. The whole purpose of Shemitah, the whole reason by Shemitah, we started in the beginning, but Kli Yakar, only to believe that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one, he controls everything, he owns everything. And he gives you barakha. If you listen to him, he gives you barakha in the land. The land's going to give you tibua, not only 1 year, not only 2 years in a row, 3 years in a row, 4 years, 6 years in a row. And the 6 year also is going to have triple the barakha. Why? Because you're keeping the mitzvot of Hashem. If you're keeping the mitzvot of Hashem, then Hashem, there's no ma'asor in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you barakha. But you take the Torah to your learning, keep it in business, then you do everything. And then if you do like this, then all the barakhot are going to come to you. That's what the Midrash also tells us. But this is the Anyan, when the person keeps the mitzvot of Hashem, then Hashem gives them all the brachot. You see by Shemitah also, so the person, he keeps the mitzvot of Shemitah, how long you have to keep the mitzvot of Shemitah? For the full year. That means those people who keep Shemitah, they're not human, they're melachim. Why? Because the Midrash tells us here in the beginning of Vayikra, he said, "Gebore koach osi debaro l'shmua b'kol debaro." Who are those gebore koach? The Midrash says, "Those are the melachim." The melachim, they're osi debaro, then l'shmua b'kol debaro. Said, "Naase, then l'shmua." But the Midrash here goes furthermore. In the beginning, the beginning of Vayikra, it says this pasuk referring to those who keep Shemitah. Why? Because the Midrash says here, Amar Bitzhak b'shomrei shebi'it ha-katub medaber. Why? B'nuhak sheba'olam adam osei mitzvah le'yom echad, le'shabbat echad, le'chodesh echad, shimei l'shar yimot ha-shana. Person, he do mitzvah, he put on tefillin, 1 hour in the morning, put on tefillin. He shake the lulav, 2 minutes he shake the lulav, he did the mitzvah. Sukkah, 7 days. Okay, 7 days he sat in the sukkah. But did you ever saw a person keeping mitzvah for 1 year in a row, continuous? Which mitzvah is this? That's mitzvah shebi'it. Why? Because veden hame hakle beira, karme beira, veyahbe arnona veshatik. Yesh lecha gbur gadol mizeh. So do you have stronger person? Malach is not a human, it's a malach. That person is malach. Why? Because keeping the Torah, keeping the mitzvot for 1 full year. That's what the Gemara said. Those are called Gebore Koach. And based on what we said also, we could also explain, if you take your Torah that you learned, you apply to business, then all your life you're keeping you're learning the Torah. You're keeping mitzvot now, not only at the time that you learn the Torah, all your life, 24/7, all the times, all your life, and you keep mitzvot. Why? Because that's the purpose. Gadol Talmud shemibri lidei ma'aseh. You take the Torah, yafei Talmud Torah, aim derech eretz together. Put it together, then Hashem is going to see that the Torah that you learned, you're applying it to work also. Hashem, for sure, is going to give you the bracha. The land is going to be happy to give you the food. Why? Because you're elevating the ma'ala of the food. The food first has somayah, now it's coming inside your body. You are tzaddik. You're elevating that food also. The land's happy to give you barakah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy to give you barakah. And that's what we should all try, Be'ezer Hashem. We should all keep all the mitzvot for Kadosh Baruch Hu's commanding us. But we should take all what we're learning and apply it lema'aseh. Be'ezer Hashem, and then skid the whole barakah shekhtubot b'Torah. Amen v'amen. Rabbi Hananam Nakshah Omer, Rasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Zekot Sraile Fichach, Arba'la Internet Watch Neymar.